You're listening to SBS News.
Days before the start of a coronial inquest into Tanya Day's death, Victoria's Attorney General has acted to revise public drunkenness laws. Miss Day's daughter, April Watson, has been pushing for reform since her mother died 2 years ago after spending time in police custody.
We're definitely thankful that they are making the commitment. Unfortunately for Mum, it's happened too late. You know, if the Victorian government had implemented this back when the Royal Commission had released the final findings, then Mum could still be here today.
She says despite this small victory, more work needs to be done to protect Aboriginal communities. Tanya Day's daughter, Belinda Stevens, also spoke to ABC Radio Melbourne.
Certainly, we're in 2017 when Mum, unfortunately, was a victim of this war. And it's just really not good enough that this day and age that Aboriginal people are targeted by such a racist law.
After Tanya Day was removed from a country train, she hit her head while in a police holding cell and died a few days before Christmas. Miss Day's family has been campaigning for alternatives to incarceration because they believe Aboriginal people are unfairly targeted by this law. An online petition to abolish the public drunkenness law has attracted more than 8,000 signatures and more names have been collected in person. Victoria's Attorney General Jill Hennessy hopes that once the change takes effect, there will be a public health approach rather than a criminal response.
It's time for us to get in place a better health response, and that the sorts of support that those people need when they are drunk and when they have a range of other challenges or vulnerabilities is they need health and social services support. They don't need to be put in a prison cell.
The Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody recommended abolishing this offence almost 30 years ago. Miss Hennessy admits it's taken too long to make improvements, but she's confident the coronial inquest into Miss Day will fully investigate the case.
These experiences will be incredibly re-traumatising for families and friends and for Aboriginal people who have also lost someone that they love and care about in custody. But I know that the coronial system in Victoria is a very effective one.
The Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service says it's a historic reform, but Chief Executive Narita Waite says Tanya Day should never have been in police custody.
Since the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody, over 500 Aboriginal people have died in police custody since that point.
Miss Waite wants Queensland, the only other state with a public drunkenness offence, to make similar legal changes.
We hope that the Queensland government take notice of the Victorian announcement and hopefully change their approach in order to prevent further deaths in custody, because this is an offence that doesn't need to be criminalised. It's something that is more appropriately responded to in a health lens rather than a justice lens.
Tanya Day's inquest will consider whether systemic racism played a role in her death. Miss Watson is hopeful the inquest will shed light on what happened to her mother.
We're just hoping that we can finally get some truth as to what really happened to Mum, and out of that some accountability for the Victorian police and anyone else that failed their duty of care while they came into contact with Mum.
The coronial hearing begins on August the 26th. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.